Our High Calling. Faith Must Pierce the Gloom. November 14th. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. He also shall be my salvation. Job 13, verse 15-16. The true Christian does not allow any earthly consideration to come in between his soul and God. When depression settles upon the soul, it is no evidence that God has changed. He is the same yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews 13, verse 8. You are sure of the favor of God when you are sensible of the beams of the Son of Righteousness. But if the clouds sweep over your soul, you must not feel that you are forsaken. Your faith must pierce the gloom. Your eye must be single, and your whole body will be full of light. The riches of the grace of Christ must be kept before the mind. Treasure up the lessons that his love provides. Let your faith be like Job's, that you may declare, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him." The most trying experiences in the Christian's life may be the most blessed. The special providences of the dark hours may encourage the soul in future attacks of Satan and equip the servant of God to stand in fiery trials. The trial of your faith is more precious than gold. You must have that abiding confidence in God that is not disturbed by the temptations and arguments of the deceiver. Take the Lord at his word. You must study the promises and appropriate them as you have need. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10, verse 17. It is faith that familiarizes the soul with the existence and presence of God. And when we live with an eye single to his glory, we discern more and more the beauty of his character. Our souls become strong in spiritual power, for we are breathing the atmosphere of heaven. And realizing that God is at our right hand, we shall not be moved. We should live as in the presence of the Infinite One. Divine wisdom will order the steps of those who put their trust in the Lord. Divine love will encircle them, and they will realize the presence of the Comforter, the Holy Spirit.